Welcome to We Own This Town Music, a podcast dedicated to showcasing Nashville and surrounding area music. I'm your host, Michael Eads, and this is the 101st episode overall, and our second with this new format featuring my nerdy voice. We're a little off schedule by not releasing this on a Monday, but that just means that the next episode, 102, will be not far behind. So we'll figure this thing out yet. All right, let's just dive right in. I'm going to start off with the latest from Sad Baxter. This song is called Baby. It originally debuted on NPR Music, and they recently released a video for it that could absolutely have been on 120 Minutes on MTV back in the day. It's delightfully fun. Absolutely worth checking out. But here's the song just to wet your whistle. So here we go with Sad Baxter and Baby. I grew up in a funeral home. The south catching lightning bugs as sunny as I swallowed it down. Watching ugly people soaking as they drive on by. I will make you so happy, baby. Make you so happy. Checking into my regular store again. This time nobody's to blame but the devil. Eating pills and Sad Baxter with Baby from their latest 7-inch that's out on Cold Lunch Recording. Just two songs, but I hope that there's a full length waiting in the wings. Definitely enjoy that band quite a bit. DZ Violet's vocals are just perfect. Such a great growl there. All right, so found out about that through NPR Music and just generally paying attention to the Nashville music scene, but I also spend a great deal of time over on Bandcamp browsing through new releases that are tagged with the Nashville location tag just to see what's out there, and that's how I ran across this next band called The Pills. They released a album called Lost Tape, which I can only assume is a reference to demos that they never released, or maybe actually just a bunch of stuff they recorded and literally lost and decided to finally put it out there once they stumbled back upon it. I really want to believe that that's the story. Probably not the story. They also released a new live album up on Bandcamp, but I haven't listened to it yet. That's next up on the list for me to dive into. But anyway, here's The Pills with In Motion. I think you're going to like it. It's got some influences. See if you can pick out who influenced this band. No. From their album Lost Tape. I get a pretty strong Tame Impala vibe there. Maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm not. I don't think wearing your influences on your sleeve like that is such a bad thing. Maybe that's why it was a Lost Tape. Maybe I'm reading way too much into the album title. I don't know. But you know what? I like that song a lot. I like Tame Impala a lot. So no complaints. Continuing with our Bandcamp dive, which is going to be kind of a theme for every episode of this, because that's where I do most of my discovery, I ran across this band called the Daytona Machines. They have a new EP out, self-titled. It's just 5 tracks. This is the last song from the EP. It's called Wynonna. The beginning of the track might startle you a little bit, but stick with it, because there's a delightful baritone sax. Let's listen to the Daytona Machines, Wynonna. Let go.
shot them in the head. Now they're bloated. But I won't get in your way. Don't get in my way anymore. 'Cause I got nothing to say. I got nothing to say. I got nothing to say.
The Daytona Machines with Wynonna from their self-titled EP. I'm going to be honest here. I called that a baritone sax. I don't know if that was a baritone sax. I don't really know instruments that well, but I just went out on a limb and I embraced my confidence and I said it. If I was right, that's going to feel great. If not, maybe let me know because I hate to feel like an idiot. That band really reminds me of Morphine from the 90s, another band featuring some horns like that, kind of a dystopian dark vibe. Glad to hear somebody else kind of carrying that torch. It's good. Feels good. All right. Moving along into our Bandcamp dive. This is a band that just has one single out, digital single, two tracks. It's called Dreaming. The band is called The Drowsies. They are part of the Glue Stick Collective label. And yeah, these are their first two songs that they've ever put out into the world. I happened to stumble upon it, and I think you're going to like it. So here it is.
Strange.
That was the Drowsies with Dreaming. A hell of a debut for a band. Really like that song quite a bit. Now, I'm going to play for you a song from Dave Paulson. Do you know who Dave Paulson is? Probably. He was in a band called The Privates, which put out a bunch of great records. He's released solo albums under the name Norm that are also incredibly good. And now he has putting the final touches on a concept album that he posted on Pledge Music called Sandusky, Ohio. The concept is pretty loose from what it sounds like. It follows the story of two friends making a desperate road trip to try and save their company and in turn their hometown. But as far as I can tell, it sounds like a little tribute, a little ode, a little bit of borrowing politely from a 1990 comedy movie featuring Chris Farley and David Spade. You've probably seen it if you were into Saturday Night Live movies that were actually successful and entered into the zeitgeist. I won't name it, but I think you get what I'm going at. Part of that Pledge Music campaign was that Dave mined his archives and sent out a bunch of demos and roughs of songs that he had made before but never saw the light of day. And frankly, I just thought this song was great. So I'm going to share it here. If he's upset with me, he'll likely let me know. But, you know, whatever. I think you're going to like this song. It's called I'd Like to Stay. It's from 2003. And here we go with Dave Paulson.
I'd like to stay till I fall asleep. If anyone could keep you calm, I'm taking aim. I'm not ashamed. I won't. Glasses turning gray, going through the motions. Should you turn
I'd Like to Stay from Dave Paulson. Dave, I'm sorry if I wasn't supposed to play that anywhere. But if that's a demo or a B-side or just an unreleased track, phenomenal. I just can't imagine any sort of improvement that could be made to that song. Really good. Glad I backed that Pledge Music campaign and really looking forward to that album. All right, so now let's dive into a little bit of a slower track, slowing it down as we get near the end of the episode here. This is a track from The Telephones. They have an EP called Rack Your Noodle. It's on Bandcamp. It's kind of a rockin' EP, pretty upbeat, but this last track, I don't know, really, it spoke to me. It's a little bit more subdued than what they generally do, but it's a good one. So here you go with Telephones and Chicago. Thank you. The Telephones with Chicago. Bit of a slow burn there, but it really kicks in at the end. I love that. All right, we're gonna end the show this week with a track from Tape Deck Mountain, a band that I really enjoyed a long time ago when they were based in San Diego, and then they moved to New York, and now they moved to Nashville, and I'm really happy to have them as part of our fair city. Their new album called Echo Chamber Blues is being released on February 23rd, and it's great. I've actually played a song from this album previously on another episode before I started talking, but now I can just regale it with all kinds of fanciful, pleasurable things to say about it. I mean, it's really great, particularly if you're into shoegaze music of any sort. But without further ado, this is Tape Deck Mountain with Morse Code from their forthcoming record, Echo Chamber Blues. Here we go.
We'll be right back.
All right, that was Tape Deck Mountain with Morse Code from Echo Chamber Blues, out February 23rd. I think they're also playing some shows at Grimey's and the Cobra on March 3rd. Highly recommend checking them out. All right, that's going to do it for this episode. If you have anything to say about that, like how guitar heavy that was, how much you love that Dave Paulson song and you wish that he'd release it, drop us a line. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram. We own this town on all those things. Get in touch. We'd love to hear from you. If you have something that you'd like to hear on the show, hit us up on all those places. Go to the website, weownthistown.net. Go to the contact page, submit something. Let us know. All right, we're always looking for suggestions, and we really appreciate you listening. Thank you so much, everybody. Goodbye.